Mariupol is being bombed into the past. Ukrainians say economic infrastructure, factories, warehouses are non-military targets. Survivors now suffering war will inevitably suffer in the future, their livelihoods destroyed. On the ground, Russia's Chechen soldiers, hardened fighters, continue to push on residential areas and suburbs. Waiting to meet them may be Ukrainian volunteers like these men. Actors, singers, artists, all defending their home.
So far, all people are volunteers, who basically never had a gun in their hands, never served in the army. They never thought that they would have a gun in their hands. But all of them are, with all of their intentions, determined to resist. And this desire just brought all of them here.
Fear is natural, he says. To control it, you must embrace it. A small unit with little training, days away from going into the fray, to block Russia's advance on the capital. Mariupol, Kyiv, Chernihiv, satellite pictures show the Russian army's use of artillery, where its ground forces have been stalled by lethal Ukrainian hit-and-run attacks.
In Kharkiv region, another enemy jet was shot down. Our forces have already shot down so many Russian jets and helicopters that we can only state, instead of containing brains, their pilots' heads are empty. I said as well, and this is not by accident, their hearts and souls are also empty.
The bombardment of Mykolaiv seemingly reaching new lows of brutality, a strike on a hospital for people suffering mental illness.
How can I put it? I feel so much resentment and I want to cry because we had a connection between Ukraine and Russia. And Russian cruelty is so brutal. There's nothing I can say. They're bad people. It's not a human way to treat people. It's unkind. I'm just speechless.
Not even a month into the war, the UN World Health Organization says 500,000 of the refugees from Ukraine who fled into Poland have problems with their mental health. The pace and the scale of this crisis is unprecedented, as is the strain on the people living it.
With the number of refugees now, about half of them, about 500,000, require support for mental health disorders due to the conflict, and about 30,000 with severe mental diseases.
Fierce fighting continues in residential areas of Mariupol, setting homes on fire. Off the coast of the southern port city, Ukrainian soldiers reportedly used a guided anti-tank missile to sink a Russian boat. Unharmed but not untouched by the fighting, performers in Drohobych have new roles, cooking meals for soldiers on the front lines.
There is a saying that when the guns sound, muses are silent, but we are not silent. We are in the rear. We are engaged in volunteer work because Ukraine is in a difficult situation now.
Since the invasion began, they've sent thousands of meatballs and dumplings, as well as meat stew, soup, fish, and pancakes, from here to Kyiv. As long as their people remain in harm's way, for this theater troupe, the show must go on. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Lviv.